The War of Art, Break Through the Blocks and Win Your Inner Creative Battles. By Stephen Pressfield. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The War of Art, Break Through the Blocks and Win Your Inner Creative Battles by Stephen Pressfield is a book about overcoming resistance to achieve success in any creative endeavor. The book begins with an introduction that explains what resistance is, how it affects us, and why we must overcome it if we are to succeed. It then goes on to discuss various strategies for doing so, such as recognizing our own self-sabotage patterns, developing discipline and focus, cultivating courage and determination, understanding the power of fear and doubt, learning from failure rather than being defeated by it, embracing change instead of resisting it, taking risks without worrying about the outcome or consequences. Finally, the book ends with a call to action, to take up arms against our inner demons and fight for our dreams. Pressfield defines resistance as anything that stands between us and achieving our goals. He argues that this force can be both external, such as other people's opinions, or internal, our own doubts. He also identifies three main types of resistance: fear-based, fear of failure; ego-based, fear of success; or soul-based, lack of passion. The author provides practical advice on how to recognize these forms of resistance in ourselves so that we can better understand them. He encourages readers to develop their own personal strategy for dealing with each type. This includes setting realistic goals based on one's strengths while still pushing oneself out of one's comfort zone, building discipline through daily practice, cultivating courage by facing fears head-on, understanding the power behind doubt but not letting it paralyze you, learning from mistakes rather than allowing them to define you, embracing change instead of running away from it, taking risks without worrying too much about outcomes or consequences. Finally, he emphasizes the importance of having faith in yourself despite all odds, believing in your ability even when no one else does, and urges readers never give up until they have achieved their desired goal. In conclusion, he reminds us that although there will always be obstacles along the way toward success, they should never stop us from pursuing our dreams. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Resistance is the enemy of creativity. Resistance is an invisible force that works against creative endeavors, and it must be overcome in order to achieve success. The War of Art provides strategies for recognizing and overcoming resistance in order to achieve creative success. Main idea number two. Creative work is a spiritual practice. Creative work is a spiritual practice that requires dedication and commitment. The War of Art provides guidance on how to cultivate a spiritual practice that will help to overcome resistance and achieve creative success. Main idea number three. Creative success requires discipline. Creative success requires discipline and focus in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. The War of Art provides strategies for developing discipline and focus in order to achieve creative success. Main idea number four. Creative success requires courage. Creative success requires courage in order to overcome fear and resistance. The War of Art provides guidance on how to develop courage in order to achieve creative success. Main idea number five. Creative success requires commitment. Creative success requires commitment in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. The War of Art provides strategies for developing commitment in order to achieve creative success. Main idea number six. Creative success requires self-awareness. Creative success requires self-awareness in order to recognize and overcome resistance. The War of Art provides guidance on how to develop self-awareness in order to achieve creative success. Main idea number seven. Creative success requires focus. Creative success requires focus in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. The War of Art provides strategies for developing focus in order to achieve creative success. Main idea number 8. Creative success requires perseverance. Creative success requires perseverance in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. The War of Art provides strategies for developing perseverance in order to achieve creative success. Main idea number 9. Creative success requires passion. Creative success requires passion in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. The War of Art provides strategies for developing passion in order to achieve creative success. Main idea number 10. Creative success requires risk-taking. Creative success requires risk-taking in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. The War of Art provides strategies for taking risks in order to achieve creative success. Main idea number 11. Creative success requires self-belief. Creative success requires self-belief in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. The War of Art provides strategies for developing self-belief in order to achieve creative success. Main idea number 12. Creative success requires self-discipline. Creative success requires self-discipline in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. The War of Art provides strategies for developing self-discipline in order to achieve creative success. Main idea number 13. Creative success requires self-motivation. Creative success requires self-motivation in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. The War of Art provides strategies for developing self-motivation in order to achieve creative success. Main idea number 14. Creative success requires self-reflection. Creative success requires self-reflection in order to recognize and overcome resistance. The War of Art provides guidance on how to develop self-reflection in order to achieve creative success. Main idea number 15. Creative success requires self-trust. Creative success requires self-trust in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. The War of Art provides strategies for developing self-trust in order to achieve creative success. Main idea number 16. Creative success requires taking action. Creative success requires taking action in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. The War of Art provides strategies for taking action in order to achieve creative success. Main idea number 17. Creative success requires vision. Creative success requires vision in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. The War of Art provides strategies for developing vision in order to achieve creative success. Main idea number 18. Creative success requires working hard. Creative success requires working hard in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. The War of Art provides strategies for working hard in order to achieve creative success. Main idea number 19. Creative success requires working smart. Creative success requires working smart in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. The War of Art provides strategies for working smart in order to achieve creative success. Main idea number 20. Creative success requires a positive attitude. Creative success requires a positive attitude in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. The War of Art provides strategies for developing a positive attitude in order to achieve creative success. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Resistance is an invisible force that works against creative endeavors, and it must be overcome in order to achieve success. Resistance can take many forms, from procrastination and self-doubt to fear of failure or criticism. It can also manifest as a lack of motivation or inspiration, making it difficult for creatives to get started on their projects. The War of Art provides strategies for recognizing and overcoming resistance in order to achieve creative success. The book outlines the concept of resistance as an enemy that stands between us and our goals. It explains how this invisible force works against us by creating obstacles such as procrastination, self-doubt, fear of failure or criticism, lack of motivation or inspiration, all things that prevent us from achieving our creative potential. Pressfield offers practical advice on how we can recognize when resistance is at work within ourselves so we can better understand its power over us. He then provides strategies for overcoming these blocks so we can move forward with our projects without letting resistance stand in the way. Ultimately, The War of Art encourages readers to embrace their creativity despite any internal struggles they may face along the way. By understanding what stands between them and their goals, and learning how to break through those barriers, creatives will be able to unlock their full potential. Main idea number 2. Creative work is a spiritual practice that requires dedication and commitment. The War of Art provides guidance on how to cultivate a spiritual practice that will help to overcome resistance and achieve creative success. It encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts, feelings, and actions in order to stay focused on the task at hand. We must learn how to recognize when we are being distracted by fear or doubt, so that we can take steps towards overcoming them. Additionally, it emphasizes the importance of taking time for self-reflection in order to gain insight into our motivations and intentions behind our creative endeavors. The book also stresses the need for discipline in order to make progress with any project or goal. This includes setting aside dedicated time each day for creative work as well as developing routines that support productivity and focus. Furthermore, it encourages us not only to strive for excellence but also embrace failure as part of the learning process. Ultimately, The War of Art reminds us that creativity is an ongoing journey rather than a destination, one which requires patience, perseverance, and faith in ourselves if we are going to succeed. Main idea number 3. Creative success requires discipline and focus in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield provides strategies for developing the necessary discipline and focus to reach creative success. In his book, Pressfield outlines how to identify the sources of resistance that can prevent us from achieving our goals, as well as how to develop a plan of action for overcoming these obstacles. He also emphasizes the importance of self-discipline in order to stay on track with our plans and remain focused on our goals. Pressfield encourages readers to take responsibility for their own actions, rather than relying on external motivation or rewards. He argues that true creativity comes from within, so it is important to cultivate an internal drive towards excellence instead of relying solely on external validation or recognition. Additionally, he stresses the need for consistency when pursuing creative endeavors. This means setting aside time each day dedicated solely towards working on projects without interruption. Ultimately, The War of Art provides valuable insight into how we can develop discipline and focus in order to achieve creative success. By taking responsibility for our own actions and cultivating an internal drive towards excellence, we can break through any blocks preventing us from reaching our goals. Main idea number 4. Creative success requires courage in order to overcome fear and resistance. Fear of failure, fear of criticism, and fear of the unknown can all be powerful deterrents to creative success. It takes a great deal of courage to push through these fears and take risks in pursuit of one's creative goals. In his book The War of Art, Break Through the Blocks and Win Your Inner Creative Battles, Stephen Pressfield provides guidance on how to develop courage in order to achieve creative success. He outlines strategies for overcoming self-doubt, procrastination, perfectionism, and other obstacles that stand between us and our creative dreams. By developing an understanding of what is holding us back from achieving our goals, we can begin to build up the courage needed to break through those barriers. Pressfield also emphasizes the importance of taking action despite feeling scared or uncertain about the outcome. He encourages readers not only to recognize their fears but also embrace them as part of their journey towards creativity and success. With this mindset, it becomes possible for individuals to move forward with confidence even when they are afraid. Main idea number 5. Creative success requires commitment in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. Resistance is an internal force that works against us, preventing us from achieving our goals. It can manifest itself in procrastination, self-doubt, fear of failure, or even perfectionism. In his book The War of Art, Break through the blocks and win your inner creative battles. Stephen Pressfield provides strategies for developing commitment in order to overcome this resistance and achieve creative success. Pressfield suggests that we must first recognize the existence of resistance before we can begin to fight it. He encourages readers to develop a professional attitude towards their work by setting clear goals and taking consistent action towards them every day. This means making time for creative pursuits despite any distractions or obstacles that may arise along the way. In addition, Pressfield emphasizes the importance of cultivating discipline and focus when working on creative projects. He recommends creating a daily routine with specific tasks related to your project so you can stay focused on what needs to be done without getting distracted by other activities or obligations. Finally, Pressfield stresses the need for perseverance when pursuing creative endeavors, as there will inevitably be times when progress seems slow or non-existent. By committing yourself fully to your project, no matter how difficult it may seem at times, you will eventually reach your goal. Main idea number 6. Creative success requires self-awareness in order to recognize and overcome resistance. Self-awareness is the ability to understand one's own thoughts, feelings, motivations, and behaviors. It involves being aware of how our actions affect others as well as ourselves. With this understanding comes the power to make conscious choices that will lead us towards creative success. The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield provides guidance on how to develop self-awareness in order to achieve creative success. The book outlines strategies for recognizing and overcoming internal resistance such as fear, procrastination, perfectionism, and lack of motivation. By developing an awareness of these obstacles, we can begin to take steps towards achieving our goals. Self-awareness is a key component of creative success because it allows us to identify what stands between us and our desired outcome. Once we are aware of these barriers, we can then work on breaking them down so that we can move forward with confidence. Main idea number 7. Creative success requires focus in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield provides strategies for developing this focus. In the book, Pressfield outlines how to identify and break through the blocks that prevent creative progress. He explains that these blocks are often caused by fear, self-doubt, procrastination, or a lack of discipline. To combat these issues, he suggests setting goals and creating systems to help stay on track. Pressfield also emphasizes the importance of taking action rather than waiting for inspiration or motivation to strike. He encourages readers to take small steps towards their goals every day in order to make progress over time. Additionally, he advises against comparing oneself with others, as it can lead to feelings of inadequacy or discouragement. Ultimately, the War of Art is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to develop focus and achieve creative success. By following its advice and taking consistent action towards one's goals, it is possible to break through any blockages preventing progress. Main idea number 8. Creative success requires perseverance in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. Perseverance is the ability to keep going despite obstacles, setbacks, or discouragement. It involves having a strong commitment to your goals and staying focused on them even when things get tough. The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield provides strategies for developing this kind of perseverance in order to achieve creative success. The book outlines 3 key principles that can help you develop the necessary perseverance: understanding what motivates you, recognizing and overcoming fear, and cultivating discipline. By understanding what drives you, you can stay motivated even when faced with challenges or adversity. Recognizing fear allows you to confront it head-on instead of letting it hold you back from achieving your goals. Finally, cultivating discipline helps ensure that your efforts are consistent over time so that progress is made towards reaching those goals. By following these principles outlined in the War of Art, anyone can develop the necessary perseverance needed for creative success. With dedication and hard work, any goal can be achieved no matter how difficult it may seem at first. Main idea number 9. Creative success requires passion in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. Passion is the driving force behind any successful creative endeavor, as it provides the motivation and energy needed to push through difficult times. Without passion, creativity can become stagnant or even non-existent. In his book The War of Art, Break Through the Blocks and Win Your Inner Creative Battles, Stephen Pressfield outlines strategies for developing passion in order to achieve creative success. Pressfield explains that having a clear vision of what you want to accomplish is essential for staying passionate about your work. He also emphasizes the importance of taking action on your goals every day, no matter how small those steps may be. Additionally, he encourages readers to stay focused on their purpose by avoiding distractions such as procrastination or self-doubt. Finally, Pressfield stresses that having an attitude of gratitude will help keep you motivated when things get tough. By recognizing all that we have already achieved and being thankful for our successes thus far, we can remain passionate about our work despite any obstacles we may face along the way. Main idea number 10. Creative success requires risk-taking in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. Taking risks can be daunting, but it is necessary for creative growth and progress. The War of Art provides strategies for taking risks that will help you break through the blocks that are preventing you from achieving your goals. It encourages readers to take action despite fear or uncertainty, as this is often the only way to make progress towards a desired outcome. The book outlines several key principles for taking risks in pursuit of creative success. These include recognizing when it's time to take a risk, understanding how much risk is appropriate, learning how to manage fear and anxiety associated with taking risks, developing resilience against failure, and cultivating an attitude of self-belief and confidence. By following these principles, readers can learn how to identify opportunities where they should take calculated risks in order to move forward on their creative journey. This could involve trying something new or challenging themselves outside their comfort zone, whatever it takes to push them closer towards their goal. Main idea number 11. Creative success requires self-belief in order to overcome the resistance that stands between us and our goals. Self-belief is essential for creative success because it gives us the courage to take risks, push boundaries, and try new things. It also helps us stay focused on our goals despite any setbacks or obstacles we may encounter along the way. Stephen Pressfield's book The War of Art, Break Through the Blocks and Win Your Inner Creative Battles provides strategies for developing self-belief so that we can achieve creative success. The War of Art outlines three key steps for developing self-belief: recognizing resistance, understanding its source, and taking action against it. Recognizing resistance means acknowledging when fear or doubt are holding you back from achieving your goals. Understanding its source involves identifying what is causing these feelings of fear or doubt so that they can be addressed directly. Finally, taking action against it means actively working to counter those fears and doubts with positive affirmations about yourself and your abilities. By following these steps outlined in The War of Art, we can develop a strong sense of self-belief which will help us overcome any obstacles standing in our way as we strive towards creative success. Main idea number 12. Creative success requires self-discipline in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. Self-discipline is the ability to stay focused on a task, even when it's difficult or uncomfortable. It involves setting goals and following through with them, no matter how challenging they may be. This can mean pushing yourself out of your comfort zone and taking risks that you wouldn't normally take. The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield provides strategies for developing self-discipline in order to achieve creative success. The book outlines techniques such as creating rituals around work, breaking tasks down into manageable chunks, and using positive reinforcement to motivate yourself. Additionally, Pressfield emphasizes the importance of having an internal locus of control, believing that you are responsible for your own successes, in order to develop self-discipline. Ultimately, creative success requires dedication and hard work. However, with the right strategies in place, it is possible to cultivate the necessary discipline needed for achieving one's goals. Main idea number 13. Creative success requires self-motivation in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. Self-motivation is the key to unlocking creative potential, as it allows us to push through any obstacles that stand in our way. Without self-motivation, we can easily become overwhelmed by fear or doubt and give up on our goals before they are even achieved. In The War of Art, Break Through the Blocks and Win Your Inner Creative Battles, Stephen Pressfield provides strategies for developing self-motivation so that we can reach our creative goals. Pressfield outlines three main steps for cultivating self-motivation. Firstly, identify what you want. Secondly, take action towards achieving your goal. And thirdly, persist despite setbacks or failures. He emphasizes the importance of having a clear vision of what you want to accomplish and then taking consistent action towards achieving it. Additionally, he encourages readers not to be discouraged by failure but instead use it as an opportunity for growth. The War of Art also offers practical advice on how to stay motivated when faced with difficult tasks or challenging projects. It suggests breaking down large tasks into smaller ones so that progress can be seen more quickly, setting realistic deadlines, rewarding yourself after completing each task, seeking out support from others who share similar goals, and maintaining a positive attitude throughout the process. Ultimately, creative success requires dedication and hard work, but most importantly, it requires self-motivation. By following Pressfield's strategies outlined in The War of Art, Break Through the Blocks and Win Your Inner Creative Battles, readers will have all the tools necessary for reaching their creative goals. Main idea number 14. Creative success requires self-reflection in order to recognize and overcome resistance. Self-reflection is the process of examining one's own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in order to gain insight into how they affect our lives. It involves looking at ourselves objectively and honestly, without judgment or criticism. Through this process, we can identify areas where we need improvement or change, as well as those that are working for us. The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield provides guidance on how to develop self-reflection in order to achieve creative success. The book outlines strategies for overcoming fear and procrastination so that you can focus on your creative goals with clarity and purpose. It also encourages readers to take responsibility for their actions by recognizing their strengths and weaknesses, setting realistic expectations, taking risks when necessary, and learning from mistakes. By engaging in regular self-reflection through reading books like The War of Art, creatives can become more aware of their inner blocks which may be preventing them from achieving success. This awareness allows them to make conscious decisions about how they want to move forward with their work instead of being held back by fear or doubt. Main idea number 15. Creative success requires self-trust in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. Self-trust is the belief that you have the ability, knowledge, and resources to create something meaningful. It involves believing in yourself and your creative process even when faced with obstacles or criticism from others. Without self-trust, it can be difficult to stay motivated and take risks necessary for creative success. The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield provides strategies for developing self-trust in order to achieve creative success. The book outlines how we can use our inner strength to break through blocks such as fear, procrastination, perfectionism, and lack of confidence that prevent us from achieving our goals. By understanding these blocks and learning how to work through them with courage and determination, we can develop a strong sense of trust in ourselves, which will help us reach our full potential. Self-trust is essential for any kind of creative endeavor because it allows us to push past boundaries while still staying true to ourselves. With enough practice, anyone can learn how to cultivate this trust within themselves so they are able to reach their highest level of creativity. Main idea number 16. Creative success requires taking action in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield provides strategies for doing just that. In the book, Pressfield outlines how to break through creative blocks and win inner battles against fear, procrastination, self-doubt, and other forms of resistance. He explains how to develop a professional attitude towards creativity, one that is focused on taking consistent action rather than waiting for inspiration or motivation. Pressfield also emphasizes the importance of developing discipline and consistency when it comes to creative work. He encourages readers to set goals, create routines, establish deadlines, and take small steps every day in order to make progress towards their desired outcome. By following these principles outlined in The War of Art, creatives can learn how to take effective action in order to reach their full potential. Main idea number 17. Creative success requires vision in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. Vision is the ability to see beyond what currently exists, to imagine a better future, and then take action towards that goal. Without vision, it can be difficult to stay motivated and focused on achieving creative success. The War of Art provides strategies for developing this type of vision in order to achieve creative success. The book outlines how creativity is often blocked by fear or self-doubt, which can lead us away from our goals. It encourages readers to identify their own inner blocks and develop strategies for overcoming them so they can move forward with their projects. Additionally, it emphasizes the importance of taking consistent action towards one's goals in order to make progress. The War of Art also offers advice on how best to use available resources such as time management techniques and networking opportunities in order to maximize productivity and reach desired outcomes more quickly. Ultimately, the book provides an inspiring roadmap for anyone looking for guidance on how best to pursue creative success. Main idea number 18. Creative success requires working hard in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. This is not an easy task, as there are many obstacles that can stand in the way of creative progress. In his book The War of Art, Break Through the Blocks and Win Your Inner Creative Battles, Stephen Pressfield provides strategies for working hard in order to achieve creative success. He outlines how to identify and confront inner resistance, develop discipline and focus on a project until it is completed, create a supportive environment for creativity, and use failure as an opportunity for growth. Pressfield also emphasizes the importance of taking action rather than simply thinking about ideas or making plans. He encourages readers to take small steps towards their goals every day so that they can make steady progress over time. Additionally, he stresses the need for perseverance even when things seem difficult or impossible. With enough effort, anything can be achieved. Ultimately, achieving creative success requires dedication and hard work, but it is possible if one has the right mindset and takes consistent action towards their goals. By following Pressfield's advice from The War of Art, readers will have all the tools necessary to break through any block standing between them and their desired outcome. Main idea number 19. Creative success requires working smart in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield provides strategies for doing just that. It outlines the importance of recognizing and overcoming internal resistance, developing a creative routine, setting goals, and staying focused on the task at hand. Additionally, it emphasizes the need to be persistent in pursuing one's creative endeavors despite any obstacles or setbacks encountered along the way. The book also encourages readers to take risks and embrace failure as part of their journey towards achieving creative success. It stresses that creativity is not about perfection but rather about experimentation and exploration. Taking chances can lead to unexpected rewards. Finally, it reminds us that we must remain open-minded when approaching our work so as not to limit ourselves or our potential. Main idea number 20. Creative success requires a positive attitude in order to overcome resistance and achieve success. A positive attitude is essential for creative success because it allows us to stay motivated, take risks, and persist despite setbacks. It also helps us remain open-minded and flexible when faced with challenges or obstacles. The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield provides strategies for developing a positive attitude in order to achieve creative success. In the book, Pressfield outlines how we can use our inner strength and courage to break through blocks that prevent us from achieving our goals. He encourages readers to develop an artist's mindset, which involves having faith in yourself, believing you are capable of greatness, and being willing to take risks without fear of failure. Pressfield also emphasizes the importance of self-discipline as part of developing a positive attitude towards creativity. He suggests setting aside time each day dedicated solely for creative work so that we can focus on what matters most, creating something meaningful out of nothing. Additionally, he recommends taking breaks throughout the day so that we don't become overwhelmed or burned out from working too hard. Ultimately, having a positive attitude is key for achieving creative success because it gives us the confidence needed to push ourselves further than ever before while still maintaining balance between work and life commitments. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.